Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nick and JP back on Afternoon Drive. We do have John Fanta coming up in 1 hour's time. He wants to talk a little bit of Guardians today. We'll also get his thoughts on the LeBron return rumors as put forth by Bill Simmons. We'll also get his take on, well, OTAs getting started and the quarterback kerfuffle getting started in Cleveland this week as well. And again, if you guys are just joining us, tomorrow's the day that the team meets with the media, so we're going to have some sound there. Going to be a nice big week here talking some Browns football. We also have to get the latest on the stadium kerfuffle between the city, the county, and the Haslams and the city of Brook Park. But if true, this would be a return to the pre-Stefanski era for the Browns. Walk us through this Ben Solak comment.
Yeah, so Ben Solak for ESPN, he was talking, and first he went throughout the idea that the Browns were 3-14 last year, and he goes, another three-win season wouldn't surprise me in the slightest. And he goes, the first collective swell of a fan base wanting to tank for the Arch Manning pick will come October 5th. Browns are starting 0-5. The early season schedule is brutal. Manning will have just beaten the Florida Gators on October 4th in a dazzling 4-touchdown performance. The rallying cry will be the march to Arch, or possibly planning for Manning.
Oh, I hate both of those. The march for Arch or planning for Manning. I'm not chanting that into a microphone.
Well, you can't chant planning for Manning, but it did sound pretty good. Reading it sounded pretty good.
Would it be a planning for Manning? I don't even know. So here's the thing. You can't, if you think this season's going to go where it's most likely to go, which is for a team that's not going to win 500 games or more, right? Or not have a 500 record or more. If you think that's the reality, this absolutely is one of the possibilities. I just think, like, until otherwise, I think we should assume Arch isn't coming out next year.
So that's the part of this, right? I thought to myself, I'm like, I can't find anybody that does this that actually thinks Arch Manning is going to come out.
Yeah.
So are we going to be doing the chance? I don't think we're approaching this season as if it goes poorly, we have Arch Manning. I think we are approaching it, whereas if it goes poorly and you don't have a quarterback, then we're thinking about the next guy after Arch Manning.
I do think part of the national conversation about quarterbacks in a way to constantly fulfill the hope prophecy is, hey, we've got this one guy we're pointing to. We did it with Caleb Williams for a year. Certainly we did with Andrew Luck back in the day. Every couple years, there's a guy who,
yeah,
a year out, everyone goes, that's, and by the way, we're not always right. Josh Rosen was one of those guys. Christian Hackenberg was one of the. So there have been Matt Barkley was one of those guys for like two straight years. So just because there's a name on it attached to it doesn't mean that that name's going to be the one. I just look at it and it's like, it's just not where my mind is. Like I'm somehow living in the space of, I'm pretty confident this season isn't going to be one that makes Browns fans really, truly happy. And I also think it's going to be, I think they're going to be competitive enough, at least early in the season, to make it interesting.
I just don't see Browns fans giving up on the season that quickly when we have too many different areas that you can pivot to.
I mean, 0-5, that's going to be a test for the fans.
0-5 stinks, but if you're 0-5 and let's say it's all Joe Flacco starts, don't you still have some optimism that between Gabriel or Shador, one of them can come on and at least give you a spark or something?
Oh, I think 0-5 with Kenny Pickett is the... Because then you'll be like, well, I never liked Kenny Pickett. So we can either then turn to Joe or we can turn to one of the rookies.
That's what I'm saying, though. I feel like you have, there's still like a what's behind door B, right? And we're just going to, we'll just blame that quarterback. Whatever that first quarterback is, we'll just blame that quarterback and we'll say, well, they obviously stunk. There's a reason why we were able to get that quarterback. And then we'll just continue on. But I feel like this season, 0-5 won't have us just all of a sudden talking quarterbacks and drafts. Like, we're not going to have Joe DeLeon on in week six.
I also think our mentality's changed a little bit. I think you saw this year, like, I think it was hard for us to go back to what it used to feel like with the draft. Like in 2017, 2018.
Oh my gosh, it was we tough did. But well, we did. We talk about it in October in those years.
Well, and not just October, it'd be September. Like, hey, I remember the Myles Garrett, or going into the Myles Garrett draft year. So that's, what, 2016 season.
Yeah.
There's a time where I looked around and be like, what are we, you got any quarterbacks? Mitch Trubisky? Like, I remember hearing, like, Mitch had maybe started four or five games for North Carolina at that point. And people were like, I think he's the guy. I remember being like, shouldn't he start, like, couple more games before we have the he's that guy.
I remember being a part on Baskin and Phelps where we did this whole bit where it was like each person got assigned two quarterbacks and you had to give an update every week. Everyone did updates on their quarterbacks that they had. And we just went through and between us, it was like, you know, 12 different quarterbacks.
All right. I don't hate the idea of having like a quarterback Deadpool.
That's basically what it was.
So basically, everybody on the show gets to pick a first quarterback and then a B quarterback.
Okay.
And then you can move off one at any point, but you can't move off both at the same point. And just to see...
Yeah, you got
to
have the flexibility because I love getting...
Track it from like week one of the college football season until the draft season.
Okay, I'm in for this because I love... You know, I love nothing more than just lining ourselves up for quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Right. And also staying committed to a quarterback. And I'm awfully loyal to quarterbacks.
Jake, hold this topic for about 2 months. But when college football starts,
we do a draft style?
I think we got to do draft style, yeah.
And we also got to maybe like, do we pick names out of a hat to see who goes first and all the way through or what?
Hey, can we just do like a randomizer?
We do a cameo where John Fanta then describes who gets the draft order?
I also, that should be, okay. Kind of wouldn't be the worst thing to even, I was going to say Fanta in and have him as part of it. But
Fanta charges $80 for a cameo. Did you know that?
$80?
He thinks he's worth $80. He's not at 4 o'clock. He might be.
I mean,
$80 for a John Fanta cameo.
I'm just gonna say, if he's charging $80, it's because somebody's paid $80 before.
I think he's got more than one person that's paid it. That's that New York money that he lives in too, though. New Yorkers have an insane. It's like a different world. The amount of money that New York people have.
All right,
they're playing with Monopoly money. Everyone else just isn't.
That is coming up in an hour's time.
I think he plugged it the other day. I looked at it. I was like, $80 for a Fanta cameo. Wow.
I actually think the beauty in this season is I think you should go in not expecting like a person to have it. Because I'll be honest with you, I think the catch 22 is, hey, Bryce Young's going to be the first round pick next year, the number one pick, you know, the first quarterback off the board. And then teams have to work off that, which in time we've seen them go Bryce Young over CJ Stroud. We've seen them go Caleb Williams over Jaden Daniels. We've seen the Baker years were a little different, but I mean, I think there is, that's, I think once you've been anointed as the it quarterback, it becomes harder to make a full decision on it because the quarterback zeitgeist takes over and it's just like it's an assumed fact that Andrew Luck should be the number one pick in the draft.
Yeah, I don't think it exists right now outside of Arch Manning for a lot of people, and I think that's what makes this upcoming year so fun, right?
Agreed, 100%. If it was just Arch from the March for Arch, I think it'd honestly be awful. Because if you do start talking about it on October 5th, and then you have to carry that all the way to April.
Well, and then also if you're talking about it in October, you're also not guaranteed to have it either.
Yeah. Well, honestly, it's the other big part of this is then it goes into the.
But what if there's like a Joe Burrow type player that no one saw coming and then has one of the greatest seasons in college football history?
There's like three of them. Drew Aller can be one of those guys. Cade Klubnik could be one of those guys. Oh, there's Lenore Sellers really could be, but I think he might stay for a third year.
All
starter
those guys were
Carolina.
Talked up in a different way than Burrow was entering his final year at LSU.
Burrow was maybe a fourth or fifth round pick.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden he threw 50 touchdown passes at LSU and was unreal.
Sam Levitt.
Yeah. It's street I grew up on. It was Levitt, by the way.
Yeah, Levitt.
Yeah.
Not leave it.
Not leave it. No.
Love it.
We didn't love it.
Like it.
Yeah, we liked it.
So they leave it. Sorry. Okay.
I knew you had an end game there. Yeah, I knew you did.
We were going there.
The point is that there's always going to be somebody that pops up out of nowhere. And who knows? Maybe Drew Aller, for instance, or Nussmeier, or one of these guys, takes himself off of the big board.
So to the original point by Ben Solak, October 5th is incredibly early.
Well, and he also thinks that he thinks it comes after a four touchdown performance on October 4th. He thinks that's the game for Arch Manning, which is wild considering Arch Manning's thrown 95 career passes.
Right, here's the other part. If this is about Arch Manning, it's going to happen Labor Day weekend if Texas puts boots to asses to Ohio State.
So that's a great point. And that's one that I think is going to be, if he absolutely destroys Ohio State's defense and lights everyone up, and lights them up, excuse me, then our phone lines are going to be lit up. It's going to go insane.
But so from the Arch side, that's one. But just from the Browns side of things, I don't think Browns fans are going into this expecting them to stink. And I think when you expect your team to stink is when on October 5th or week 6, whatever it is, you turn and go, so what about this draft?
Yeah, I just think we have way too many interesting things and too many interesting quarterbacks to talk about and to be like, well, all right, wait, it's like opening up a new present every few weeks. We'll be like, all right, so what does this quarterback now have to offer? And it's going to be fun. It's a mystery.
So it's like when you're like a little kid and they give you a lot of really small cheap presents
instead of one big present,
and then you rifle through like 10 presents that together were like $20. I mean, you stop even understanding what it is when you open up. You're just like, yeah, all right, now on to the next one.
But sometimes you learn that just opening the present was the joy in and of itself.
Look at that. That's
getting yourself a new quarterback. So sometimes is just the joy in and of itself.
So just putting Dylan Gabriel on the field.
People are going to get gassed up. They're going to get gassed up for Dylan Gabriel's debut.
They are, too.
You know they are.
Now, the funny thing is, when it's 4 weeks
later, I can't imagine what's going to happen with Shador's debut.
Well, that's what I was going to say. If this thing goes in order of Pickett to Flacco to Dylan to Shador, you're going to be like 1-12, and you're going to have to choose between Shador winning you games in December or the planning for Manning or whatever the hell we're going to call it.
That's going to be a legitimate argument that we have on the station if it goes that direction with the quarterback battle.
216-474-0092, Ben Solak saying in one of his predictions for the Browns that the Browns will have October 5th will be the time when we start talking draft in Cleveland because we'll be 0-5 and Arch Manning will be coming off a strong game. Is that where you think this season's going? Because I'm pretty sure that they're going to be like a 3-14, 4-13 kind of team. I think they are going to be atop the draft. I just think they're going to be really interesting all season long, starting with a quarterback situation, which you pointed out there, and a history repeating itself for Cleveland teams, or is it? That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I want to give Daryl credit. I thought Daryl really kind of pushed back with kind of some where he thought there was some political speak in terms of reality. I thought it was great all around.
Yeah, I had fun listening to it. Chris, I hadn't heard him do much long form. I'm not that into politics.
What?
Yeah, no. Yeah, Kellerman's shocked. I'm just not. And so I think it comes across much better in that forum and that way than he does with a lot of the just like the quotes and things that he puts out there.
Yeah, I mean it was less incendiary. And I think like that's there's a level of hyperbole that the mayor and that Chris Ronayne have spoken to that I don't think was there on Sunday, and I think they would reach a lot more people by just not doing the
for sure.
The Haslams are trying to kill downtown.
Yeah, I mean, like I went into it with an open mind, and I thought I learned a lot on both sides, and I guess that's all you really want out of that equation, right? Now, I did think Ronayne going to the idea, like his big argument being that history repeats itself. I think that's a at the surface, a pretty dumb argument.
Are you talking about the basically comparing the Brook Park project to the Richfield project?
Exactly that, yeah. And saying like saying how you know so many people. You know, well, and then he also went into the idea about the Cavs practice courts too, and how like the Cavs have come up to him and admitted that like if they would have done it 20, 25 years ago, that would have been the right call, and how they regret that. And then he didn't want the Browns to have that same regret. And he's just looking out for the Browns. He doesn't want them to come 20, 25 years later with a "you were right, Chris, and I'm sorry." And it's like, okay.
You get that on like a brookie, like a brownie cookie? Is that what you get? Yeah. "You were right."
"I'm sorry." That's how he made it sound. He's like, and Dan Gilbert, with his one regret in life, was that he couldn't put the practice courts downtown. But now he's righted that wrong.
That's the only one.
It's like, okay.
Okay, if we really want to get to the brass tacks of where this is billionaire on billionaire right now. And Dan Gilbert is I don't want to say funding the opposition, but Dan would like the Browns to stay downtown because the Brook Park, the perceived Brook Park threat, the threat of Brook Park could take away potential dollars that could impact the Cavs' plans to have their state of the art thing on the riverfront there.
Yeah.
So that is one of the big parts of this that I find really interesting, and I guess. Like I think people saying, well, 11 dates, so or let's say 13 dates, so 8 regular season home games, 2 or 3 regular season, or sorry, preseason games, maybe a playoff game, throw in that, and then 2 concerts. How much are you really taking out? I think it's the fact, and I think the real where the fear comes from is the idea that they're not just going to have.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
8 home games. They're not just going to have the preseason. Like, they're going to have a whole village over there so that you don't have to come downtown and you can just subside in Jimmy World out there. And I understand that fear. Its reality is, well, there's no place to put it here. And the city themselves kind of refused to open up like potential land that they could give to the Browns or sell to the Browns to make a little Jimmy World here in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to do that. So they just want their cake and eat it too. I get it. Dan Gilbert doesn't want his project threatened. Yeah, I still think the best thing for the region is to put the damn thing in Brook Park.
Yeah, I didn't leave thinking anything differently that way. Like I thought I wanted it in Brook Park. I still want it in Brook Park. Now, am I the only person on the station that actually lived downtown at any point? Because Ken lived in Tremont, right? I think, did Mima live in Tremont too?
I have no idea. I barely know where I've lived.
I lived downtown for 7 years, though, and I can tell you, I mean, just living downtown, it was, in many ways, like, I know he was bragging about the idea that you get all these events and all these different, having the three downtown, it mattered so much, and I can just tell you, it just doesn't, and a lot of downtown is a ghost town after 6 o'clock at night anyway.
And can I also say, because he compared Brook Park to Richfield several times.
Yeah.
And, which I get, it's out in the burbs. It's not downtown. Richfield was in of itself a failure. Now, that's because of the infrastructure. It was literally just a park. Or sorry, it was just an arena in the middle of a field in Richfield. They never really made the highways there accessible. There was really one way in, one way out,
yeah,
which made traffic a nightmare. And you just, like, the next closest, I know because I've been there, the next closest business is a family-owned company where they rent landscaping equipment.
Mm-hmm.
There was no hotels, there was no infrastructure, and so like I just and listen, it's also the Cavs versus the Browns. So I think the beauty of the project in Brook Park is they're going to do the infrastructure in a way that it's not traffic is not going to be the nightmare it would be if you just plunked it downtown, which traffic is a nightmare now. And I think the Browns are the only team that can get away with being in the burbs, and everyone will go there. I think you put the Guardians out there, it would hurt them. It'd be really difficult. Same for the Cavs. The Browns, wherever the Browns go, especially if there's businesses around it, especially if there's hotels around it, yeah, this isn't anything close to Richfield. Well, they don't have half the problems that Richfield had.
And the setup is just going to be entirely different. And we just got to keep stressing that idea and that if it's going to have these apartments, it's going to have these condos, it's going to have shopping malls, it's going to have restaurants, it's going to basically be a stadium with like Crocker Park around it, essentially, if you think about it that way. And that's just entirely different than what Richfield was.
So one of the other arguments that Chris Ronayne made with Daryl Ryder on Sunday, on Daryl's Sunday show, was about legacy for the Haslams. And this is where I do think there's some hyperbole here that quite frankly, I didn't necessarily care for.
Stay home, Cleveland Browns. Jimmy and D, if you want to make your real legacy in Cleveland, don't create a civil war between fans and two towns. Do what's best for the region. Stay with us for the long haul, like Dan Gilbert and Paul Dolan have done, and they've doubled down on a place that we helped in a public-private partnership build.
It's why, I'm going to continue. I know everyone said this. It's wild to hear a county executive, of which Brook Park is of the county. It is wild to talk about just basically preferential treatment for the city versus what is also part of his domain. I just like to hear him act like Brook Park is Bratislava is just wild in a way that I don't understand the angle of what he's actually driving at. Because I got to be honest with you, as happy as maybe people downtown would be, the people in the surrounding areas to Brook Park have to be pissed because Brook Park could literally be any of the other little towns out there, or not little towns, but towns out there or suburbs. And is he going to choose that over, is he going to choose downtown over that every time? Is that just how we're going to go? I don't get, dude. That just feels like kind of a little bit of a risky choice. But you know what? I'll say it. That dog won't hunt.
I knew we were waiting to get to that dog won't hunt.
Had to say it. Somebody had to say it.
I thought the dog was hunting. I was not in that clip, maybe. But I did. I thought it was much better hearing him with Daryl than anything we've seen with him. But I didn't understand a lot of his main points, because a lot of his main points was just, I like downtown. It should be downtown. And that's all I have to say about it.
And here's the other thing. The Haslams didn't start Civil War. This war of public words. If we really think back to October, Justin Bibb was the one that leaked out that the Browns had informed him that they were going to try and move and to build the dome in Brook Park. And he did that before he told the Browns he was going to do that. So he jumped the shark there. And then there's been one side that has pretty consistently been, hey, it's a civil war. Hey, they're going to ruin downtown. There's one side that's been speaking in hyperbole and political jargon. The other side.
I mean, they know. They know that this is going to be downtown, or not downtown, in Brook Park. I think what they're trying to do now is just make it seem like they stood up and tried to give it a fight, right?
No, I mean, I think they can wait out the state budget. I mean, what did Bibb say the other day? We'll talk to them after June 30th.
It's just not the read I have on it. You're closer on this than I am, obviously. The way I read it is they're just trying to make it seem like they're making a grand attempt at it. Well, in reality, we all know that it's going to end up in Brook Park.
Well, I mean, I think, I don't know that they've given over to the fact that it's going to happen, but I'm sure that they know it's a pretty strong certainty that it's going to happen. I think this is just about dollars and cents. And I think that's what, in the end, it is what bugs me about this whole thing, is because, I've heard Lima talk about this before, and Lima will say things like, it's how, the political process plays out. Yeah, but in the reality, it's Dan Gilbert versus the Haslam. It's the county versus the city, and it's everybody trying to get their piece of the pie, of which that has no one's actually thinking about any of the citizens involved other than the citizens with money or the citizens that want more power, meaning the elected officials. And I think that's what inevitably bugs me about this. You can't say, they've started a civil war. No, they did like 7 years work on where they wanted to put the stadium, how to put all the logistics that they've gone through.
Yeah.
The administration changed because apparently there was actually traction with the old administration. Justin Bibb's administration came in and everything fell apart. Meaning like things were on track to do things a certain way. Then Bibb came in, and it's just not his priority. And my problem is that the guys who are harping the loudest, who are calling the other side and accusing them of doing it, of creating this public kerfuffle or this public civil war, which, again, we shouldn't invoke. The Civil War is a very serious thing. I know we just throw that around anymore. Yeah. Look it up. A lot of Americans died. So just know it's a public bitch fest is what this is. And it wasn't a public bee fest until October, when the opposition to it launched the strike. And that's Justin Bibb. And then at some point, Chris Ronan came in on this. They're the ones who started the public side of this, when previously the city Browns had done a pretty strong job of had a pretty strong open communication about what each side wanted.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&C apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
And I'll tell you, the opposition now, they weren't all that opposed to the Browns moving out of downtown until it became a public conversation.
Well, think about it. Like, if you're Bibb, you don't want to be known as the person that let him go. But he acts as if it's letting him go as if they're going to Baltimore. You're going 20 minutes away. Like, I think he thinks this would be some sort of death sentence to his career if he let this happen. And it's like, there's going to be other things that'll be a death sentence to your career, but it won't be this.
Well, and oh, by the way, if you're worried about it being a death sentence to your career, maybe take it serious earlier. Maybe come prepared to the negotiating table with ideas and realistic solutions to what could happen other than, well, why don't we just put like $20 million into refurbishing the crappy stadium you have?
It sounds silly, and obviously he's from here, so he should know, but it sounds almost like he just didn't understand just how serious that is.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't understand the gravity of it all, and he thought he could maneuver in other ways and he'd be fine, and then all of a sudden like the light bulb went on. It was like, Oh, this will be the thing I'm remembered for as mayor if this happens.
Yeah, I think somebody just really likes the public optics of holding office without maybe understanding the way that the sausage is made. Like, right? It's like if you want to own a butcher shop, but you only want to be the front guy. I want to be on the sign. I don't really want to do any of the butchering.
That's how I would be, by the way.
I really don't want to, any of the curing of the meat. Don't want to do that. But I will be there when customers walk in and I'll, hey, Justin.
Yeah, like if I owned the restaurant, I'd be the, I want to go around to the tables and shake the hands and be like, hey, thanks for coming in. Thanks for spending your Saturday with us.
Pasta visual.
And you give the whole spiel to begin with.
Well,
and
you know, I told them to make it like that.
Yeah, that's well. And all of our pastas are made fresh, and they're all from the back of the house. You won't find that anywhere in Northeast Ohio. Meanwhile, doing none of the actual work.
I just think the idea that this is going to hurt the Haslam's legacy. Two things: one, the success of this thing, the financial success of this thing, meaning landing WrestleManias, landing
Super Bowls,
Final Fours. All the businesses around it, that succeeding is half the legacy. The other half is what it's been since this family bought the damn team, which is, are you going to win?
Mm-hmm.
That simple. So this idea that just, oh, it's going to hurt their legacy. It's like if the Browns are winning more often than not, and you have Taylor Swift and the Foo Fighters and GNR and a million big concerts, I don't think it's really going to hurt the legacy at all.
Well, no. And enough people go and they're like, oh, this was cool and worth it, then it's going to be fine. It'll take care of itself.
You're going to go ice skating when they put the rink out there?
Am I going to go ice skating?
Yeah.
No, I'm not much of an ice skater. I never did it when it was at downtown in Public Square. They always had ice skating every single day. I never did it then either.
Yeah. So Charlotte did something similar right out. My old station in Charlotte, WFNZ, they had a rink. So it's actually a big moneymaker for him during the holiday season. Mm-hmm. It was right outside the NASCAR Hall of Fame. And because it was our station, I had to get out there. And I just rode the wall the whole time. I mean, just like a total coward.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, my kids are like pirouetting in the middle and they're like, take to it like butterflies. And my fat ass was just, I can't do it. 216-474-0092. With moving the Browns out of Brook Park, would that hurt the Haslam's legacy? Do you agree with the Richfield Brook Park comparisons? I think it's a little asinine to make that comparison, knowing why things went the way they did in Richfield. And there's patience, and then there's maybe being a doormat. Which one is this guy? That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. You're not a guy who will send food back, right?
No, I'm definitely more. Well, it depends on what setting, right? I'm not confrontational by nature, so. Typically, if I'm at a restaurant, I'll have my wife send it back. Thank you very much. It depends. Like if I order steak and they bring me out a hamburger, we got a problem. But if I order a steak and I ordered it medium rare, which is how I like my steak, and it comes out medium, I'll probably just eat the medium and not even fret about it.
All right. So Vanessa and I have a very similar situation where I normally wouldn't be the person to do this, but because Vanessa just is non-confrontational. I feel like I have to stick up for her. Like, so I end up, and then so I've started doing things on my very own that I normally wouldn't do just because I'm now so used to it that I've kind of destigmatized it in my head, the idea of, hey, so sorry, but this wasn't what I ordered. Like a couple weeks ago, we ordered a bunch of chicken nuggets from a fast food joint, and we ordered like 40, and we looked in, and there were 20. Now, the price difference is like $10. It was a matter of principle.
That's a good amount of money to have that be wrong. Like, and so because I worked in restaurants, I am of the belief, like, especially in that situation, and that's fast food, but like they want to get that right.
Yeah.
And so like they it's not like they're trying to jip you out of the 20 nuggets intentionally.
They're just busy.
They're just busy.
Yep.
It happens.
So this brings to the case. Mac told me about this late last week. Mac, walk us through your bagel debacle here.
Yeah, so I had a little bit of extra time in the morning, so I stopped to get some breakfast. So I stop in, I order a breakfast sandwich, a couple of bagels, and go from there. And I'm waiting for them to, you know...
You're ordering for multiple people there, huh? What are you doing the night prior?
I think he might be the multiple people. Were they both for you?
Wait, you had a breakfast sandwich and a couple bagels is your order?
I had like the bagel for later, basically.
The bagel for later.
Yeah.
See, you were acting like he was courting someone.
I'll own up to it.
The bagel for later.
Yeah.
I don't hate the move. I'm not aware of the move, the bagel for later move.
Yeah, you've never done the two, like the order two things at once and then have the second thing later?
No, I like to eat it on the spot. And I've admitted before, the fattest thing I've ever done is go from one fast food place to another fast food place because I like certain French fries at different spots. I'll do that.
No, I don't think but that's I've never, fat. I think that's a connoisseur perfection.
I've never been like, let me order two sandwiches. I'll eat the one now and then I'm going to save the one for later. I don't do that. No.
I'm gonna go in with Ken on this one. Ken will order something from Chinese and then order another thing for later. I do that all the time. I'll order I'll do chicken on a stick and like crab rangoon for lunch, and then I'll do like sweet and sour chicken for later in the day.
So I'm also not the biggest fan of I'll reheat things. I'll do that, but
just eating it cold?
I do believe that it gets worse anytime you have to reheat it and put it up.
Oh, I don't know, like sweet
or
and sour
cold,
chicken.
Never.
Sweet and sour chicken. It really when it gets a little cold, it still slaps.
Like I ordered duck. We went out Saturday night, yeah, I like duck. I'm a big fan of duck. And we went out Saturday night, and then I had it for lunch today before I came to the station. I heated it up, and I'm like, this tasted. I should have just ate it there. I should have just been stuffed and ate it there because I just nowhere close.
I think that's more of a duck problem than a you problem.
Duck gets a bad rap. I love duck and again.
Duck is great when first cooked. It's not a leftover.
I don't do a bagel for later, though. That's not something I've ever really done.
I think it's genius, Mac. I think you were being efficient, and it stopped you from paying another upcharge later.
I was just hoping you got some action the night prior is really what I was hoping for.
I'm a little more realistic.
So
I also love the idea of him getting, in my head, him getting action and then being like, you know what? I'm going to go get us some bagels.
Let me go.
I'm going to go out and I'm gonna get us some bagels.
Well, carbs.
Let's
right?
do that.
You had some good cardio the night before.
Exactly right.
I think, yeah. By the way, if you ever get in that situation again.
You wait here. I'll get us some bagels.
I don't put it like that. Maybe, but also if you're still in the bed with them, maybe just get them DoorDashed to you. But yeah, the double bagel.
Nah, DoorDash is, it's an upcharge.
Hey, I was going to. I think they
it's
earned
worth it.
It.
It's worth it.
I think they earned it, right? There was a sacrifice there. There was a gift given.
So
you could give a gift back.
That's how I'm incredibly cheap is I never do any of the delivery services because I'm like, that's just too much of an upcharge. I'll go get it myself.
But in this case, it's weirder if he goes after, night together.
Yes, for sure.
It's weird to then go back and double back.
That's what made it humorous to me is him leaving the girl there and being like, I got it. Bagels in the morning.
Well, but that's better than like if you
I'm
got
Mac.
McDonald's.
Nice to meet me. Yeah.
But isn't that better than like if he like went to McDonald's down the road and did it? I think a bagel.
Same purpose.
A bagel does not. No. A bagel has a different connotation than just something you get at a fast food joint.
I mean, unless you knew she really liked coffee or something like that, you know? Some people just, they love their morning coffee. You want to get ahead of it that way.
You need like a three-course meal when he comes back?
That's
like,
the Mac difference right there. It's not just one night of passion. It's about the breakfast buffet the morning after.
It's true. You get a buffet at night.
Yeah.
You get a buffet in the morning. Yeah.
So the breakfast sandwich.
Mac. Nice to meet me.
So the breakfast sandwich that I ordered, I order the breakfast sandwich. I order a couple of bagels. and the problem is, so they call up my name for the order. I pick it up. And as I walk back to the car, I realize not only did they, they messed up the breakfast sandwich. They gave me a different breakfast sandwich than what I ordered.
Okay.
And I'm like, all right, well, I mean, I guess I'll have the other bagels. Both bagels were burnt.
Oh, nope.
How far are you? You're in the car?
Yeah. I had walked back to the car and gotten into the car.
Oh, because you haven't left the premise yet.
No.
Yeah, so I would go back. In that instance, I'm going back.
All right, so real quick. So was the other breakfast sandwich, that was at least, would you still have eaten it even though you didn't order it?
I still ate it, yeah.
Okay, because like in some places they just have like four or five good breakfast sandwiches. It might not be what I ordered, but if it's still a good sandwich, well, hell, I'll try it. It's when you burn bagels. There's no coming back from a burnt bagel.
How burned are we talking?
Like it was like charred on the outside. Ooh. It was like blackened on the outside.
All right, so how did you act again?
I looked at them like, well, I guess I guess I'm gonna just have the sandwich. I guess that's it.
Wait, you threw out the bagels instead of even just going up, going back into the place and saying you got this wrong?
See, because
maybe
I also
have a different level of non-confrontational than I thought.
Yeah,
and Mac is definitely a lot less confrontational than you.
Yeah. So I also used to work in a restaurant as well, and I'm just like, I don't really want to put that on them. I'm just like, look.
But it is on them. They screwed up
right,
your order.
And they want to get that right. You got to give them the opportunity to get that right.
Sure. But
that's how I look at it.
I'm already committed at this point, and I knew like there were another like four or five people that were also inside of the business. So I'm like, they already got enough people there. I know that I'm already like the time that I have, the extra time that I had is going to be lost by the time that they get done with my order.
So I have left fast food places, gone all the way back home. And by the time I made it home, realized they'd given me the wrong thing and just dealt with it because I didn't want to drive back.
Maybe this is how I've changed. If you screw up two pieces of food, meaning they're not edible, it's not exactly what I wanted, or you gave me different, but like it cannot be eaten. There's no way in hell I'm not going back in. I just couldn't do it. And honestly, because
I think you have to go back in.
One, they should know. Like as like a professional courtesy, you guys do this for a living. If I walked around screwing up other people's food, because the problem is you're less likely to go back there in the future because of those burnt bagels.
Yeah,
you're the ultimate pushover.
You go back in, it's like giving them a free quality control service.
Yeah.
See, and I also felt a little bit bad too because of the fact that they were short staffed as well. So like they only had a couple of people working.
Like, Mac, at some point, buddy. Like, I mean, listen, we're both ADHD brothers here, so yeah. I have some of the same internal dialogue that plays out in my head. But every time I bring it back round to, nope, they screwed up my bagel, I think this needs to be righted. I feel, buddy, I think we gotta work up a little. I don't think you're going to get the night buffet to give them the breakfast buffet if you're going to be this kind of pushover.
I mean, look, I'm just trying to... I felt bad for the people that were working, at least. That's the only thing. So I felt like, hey, you know what? I didn't feel bad
about your breakfast. Your breakfast got completely ruined.
I felt like I was committed to it by the time I got back to the car anyway. So I'm just like, hey, you know what? Like, it's fine. I'll deal. Like, I'm okay with it.
I get it if you got in the car and you drove all the way to work or something and you're like, it's 20 minutes back and then I got to do another 20 minutes. I get that, but you're in the parking lot still.
So if you called your cable provider and like my service is out and they're like, we can't help you with that, would you just go, all right, have a great day?
No, because I'm at least on the phone with them already.
I probably would. I don't want to deal with them.
Right, guys accidentally shut off my gas. No, we didn't. All right, I'll pay it down the line. I mean, this is a fundamental. Like, listen, I say this with love and respect. I'm not judging you, but I am judging you. We just need to, you gotta have a little bit, because to me, it's self-respect.
I totally get that.
Right? We gotta.
He gets it.
I get it.
He's like, I know.
You see,
this
you're
looks.
Laying down now. Tell me to go bleep myself. Like,
yeah,
come
what kind of test run can we go?
Say it with your chest.
How do we practice this? How do we do like real life? I'm watching a lot of Nathan Fielder, the rehearsal. He just rehearsals everything. How do we do that? How do we test run this for you?
Are you just going to go into a restaurant and tell them, hey, the guy that walks in after me, make sure you screw up his order?
I think you should come in here. You should hand me $15. I'll give you half of a banana, and then we see what you do from there.
I mean, I think I've been trying to like teach you
Nick
about
can,
this
Nick
for a while.
Nick can kick you in the stones, and we'll call it a day.
Like Bigfoot.
Yeah.
I've been trying to do this for a while. It's why I haze you a little bit. I'm trying to provoke a backbone.
That's
there.
Why. Yep. That's why. You see it
yeah,
all.
You're
going to
be a better man for it.
That's the reason. He's giving you the fatherly love that you never experienced.
He experienced until he didn't experience it anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
See? There we go.
So I had 14 years of that.
216-474-0092. All right. If they just make food that you cannot ingest as a human, then do you go back in? John Fanta will answer that question and get his thoughts on whether it's too early to say whether the Gardos are a playoff team or not in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today. Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.